Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Today's relationship riddle
with Darren and Deepa
on Virgin Radio.
Oh my God, it's all things Taylor Swift.
Of course it is.
We have a Taylor Swift relationship riddle for you. Text it in at 999. This young fella needs our help.
Yeah, we got a message here saying, hey, I need your advice. I live downtown in walking distance to the Rogers Center. My ex-girlfriend just hit me up a couple of days ago. She has a ticket to see Taylor Swift, but lives out of town, and she needs a place to stay. She was banking on getting a hotel room, but can't find one less than $1,000 a night. She offered me $600 to sleep on my couch. I told her I had to check with my girlfriend who doesn't live with me. I have a feeling she'll say no, so should I tell her beforehand or after the concert where I can take her out for a really nice dinner with the money I receive?
Oh, boy.
He's making his mind. He's going to say yes.
Well, he should take the money. It's a lot of money. He shouldn't be giving her an ex-girlfriend discount either. He should be charging her $1,000.
Well, then she could just get a hotel room.
Okay, no. $900.
Yeah, like a slight discount.
A slight discount.
But he should not be staying in his condo. Like, he needs to go somewhere else. But
So where can he go? The hotel rooms are $1,000.
Can he stay with his girlfriend?
No.
Why not?
Or else he would have suggested or else he would have suggested that.
No, I bet he can stay with the girlfriend, but even still, that's I don't so think weird. The girlfriend wants the ex-girlfriend in his apartment.
Yeah, because then she can start going through his stuff. There's a connection there again, like, ooh, I'm in your place, I'm in your bed. What if she starts sending him selfies from his bed? Like,
by the way, I think this is a play. I don't think...
Oh, interesting.
I think she wants to see him again. I think she wants to be with him again.
Mm-mm.
Like, this is the only solution you can come up with, girl.
I know.
Okay, well, so let's take it from the girlfriend's perspective.
Okay.
Is she being unreasonable if she says absolutely not?
No.
Is there a world in which she can say yes under these conditions? So 999-999 is our text line. If you are in this position where your man says, hey, my ex-girlfriend needs a place to stay for the Taylor Swift show. She's going to pay us $600, sweetie, and I'll spend it all on you.
Mm-hmm.
This still feels like a trap.
Okay. It is a trap. Don't do it.
But more to the point that you made before, if he's not staying at the place, do you think that's okay?
I don't want my ex-girlfriend in my house.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Weird that she's in your private space, right?
Yeah.
Like, it also seems like a trap because did you not realize that when you were coming into the city, you should have booked a place way in advance?
Well, perhaps she just didn't know how expensive it would be.
But then she's silly.
Well, then she's dumb. Yeah. And that's probably why they broke up, because she's dumb. 999-999 is a text on everybody on the text board is saying, take the money. That's
what?
So interesting.
Take the money? No.
Okay, so
no.
I want to hear from the girlfriends. If your man or your partner said, my ex wants to stay over, I'll crash with you. They'll be in my bed, and they're going to give us $600. It's kind of like a weird apartment prostitution.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's
let me sleep over and I'll pay you.
That's why I feel kind of weird. Well, I mean, that's like Airbnb. It's not anything like that. I think it's just the relationship that they had, which is making me feel like a little bit weird about it.
I don't trust this girl. She's very sketch to me. But how about if you allow her to stay on the couch?
How about she can sleep sitting at the kitchen table?
Chair.
999-999 is our text line. Do you have any advice here?
The girlfriends end up together.
That's a great short film I saw. 999-999 is our text line. Do you have any advice? I don't know what to do here.
Me neither.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby. Is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night. We almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We can tell each other that it's done, so try. But you've been busy with the job and got no time. But I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of. Is only getting away of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you. Oh, I know that we should be just friends. Promise we would get married if we turn 40 and we're still single then. Yeah, I know that it's scary to talk about commitment. We're classic millennials.
organized with Sentinel Storage. Store your off-season sports gear with Sentinel Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca. Proud partner of the 2024 Grey Cup Festival.
So excited, you got on lockdown. You move it like I did before I found out. It's just a pretty face talker, good with his money, close to his mother. You see what started, you got her right now. And she'd be like, he's so perfect. I'd be like, I'm so crazy. Nobody got me as nervous. But baby, I've been out. You're biting my sleeve, it's twisted. So baby, don't get this twisted. I'm not the girl, make me. It's okay, I'm okay, had him in the first place. It's okay, I'm okay. It's okay, I'm okay, I don't really gotta say. It's okay, you can have him anyway. Anyway, you can have him anyway. Anyway. What's such a romantic? You got me like that. Some muscles on the place. Now I can go near that. She be like, he's so perfect. I be like, I'm so crazy. Nobody got me as nervous. Oh baby, I'm in love. You're biting my sleeve, it's shit. So baby, don't get this twisted. I don't think you'll make me miss it. Girl, it's yours. It's okay, I'm okay. Had him in the first place. It's okay, I'm okay. It's okay, I'm okay. I don't really gotta stay. It's okay, you can have him anyway. Anyway, you can have him anyway.
Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I found this picture on my phone. 5 hours so long. I wish you were back from Boston. I'm alone learning those lessons. You're out there chasing your dreams. Mine came true, you should see. I've been on tour for weeks now. Just hope you're here to see. It was easier when we were. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time. Try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Remember the walk from school. Fight on the hill, I protected you. When everything I bought was for two. But your clothes weren't always new. I guess I miss your face. When I steal from your plate. Couldn't stop laughing. Cause you always did something stupid. It was easier when we were younger. It was easier when we were younger. Wish I could call you last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone, I hate to know the good is gone. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone, I hate to know the good is gone. Shut
call you last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone.
We want to help you. Here's today's relationship riddle.
With Darren and Deepa.
On Virgin Radio.
Oh boy, Deepa Prashad, this young fella wrote us. He's got an issue.
Yeah, he lives in walking distance to the Rogers Center. He said that his ex-girlfriend just hit him up. It was like, hey, I'm coming into town to see Taylor Swift. I don't have a place to stay. The hotels are very expensive. So how about I give you $600 to sleep on your couch? And this guy's in a relationship, so he's like, do I tell my girlfriend? Do I just like take the money and buy her something nice in the end with it? What should I do?
A lot of people on the text board, I would say the majority, are saying take the money. Figure out a way to take the money.
I'm shocked, actually, because it seems like this ex-girlfriend is very sneaky and has some other intentions.
You think so?
I think so.
You don't think she just needs a place to crash and she called some guy she knows who lives in Toronto?
How do you not think that forward? Like, you bought tickets. You're coming to a city. Don't you know that hotel rooms are going to be expensive?
Sure,
but like, perhaps, you pre-planned.
Perhaps she was meaning to spend around $600. She thought that would be okay.
Yeah, the hotels have been ruthless in the city.
More than that, she probably just didn't see it was going to be that much more. Although, I agree with you, Deepa, I think she's up to no good.
It's just so last minute, in my opinion.
The guy should take her money, because you want to take her money. But just beat her at her own game. Just, she's not allowed to do all the foolishness that she's planning to do.
So what's your solution?
Girlfriend, stay at the house.
Wait, what?
Girlfriend stays in the house with the man and the ex?
All three of them in the house. Keep her out of the bedroom. Sleep on the couch. That's fine. And get your butt over to the concert.
What if she sleeps on the balcony? Let her sleep on the balcony.
That's in the cold?
Whatever. Not my problem. That's what you're renting the balcony for $600.
She's looking for a place to stay.
That's a place you can stay.
Yeah.
So. Freezing cold, pigeons pooing on you, but you can stay there.
I feel like that's very brutal. She might as well stay somewhere else at that point.
Let's take some phone calls. It's Darren and Deepa at Virgin Radio.
Hello.
Shut up.
Hi.
Hello.
That's insane.
Zara, we need your advice here. If your partner said, hey, my ex wants to sleep in our house and she's going to pay $600, should I let her sleep over in my apartment? What's your play here?
There is no way he is staying in the apartment with her. Absolutely not.
Oh, so you would stay over as well?
Yeah, I would sleep in the bed and then he can sleep with her. Or no.
Wait, what?
What?
Sleep with me, and then she'll stay on the couch.
But isn't that so? I feel like when you see the ex, though, you're going to be curious and you're going to start asking questions to the ex, no?
Oh, I'll take a melatonin and I'll fall asleep. There's no way.
If you trust your partner that there's nothing there, I want to help out an ex who's, you know, we're in good terms.
Sure, yeah.
It should be okay.
I know, but you could trust your partner. I don't trust this girl.
Not at all.
That's the problem, I think.
Of course not.
Like, I trust him completely. If he's the only person she knows in Toronto, then she has problems.
That's what I'm saying. But it's kind of weird.
I think she should ask a friend.
Zara, is there a scenario in which all three of you sleep in one bed, just to really keep track of everyone?
Look at you.
What a little instigator you are, Darren.
What a nightmare.
Zara, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Hello?
Callie, what is your advice here? Would you allow this to happen, the ex thing over?
Absolutely not. You better bring a sleeping bag because she's going to be homeless that night.
Damn. No place to stay.
Ruthless.
Oh, I agree.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. Can live without me if you wanna, but you get na-na-na. Think it's funny, but honey, can't run the show on your own. I can feel my body shake, there's only so much I can take. I'll show you how.
Virginradio.ca.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
right now. Get 40% off Crave annual plans for your first year and start streaming the new must-see HBO original, Dune Prophecy.
Power comes with a price.
The latest blockbusters like Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
I got this!
Plus the hilarious Crave original, The Office Movers.
Who did that?
You!
Me and all.
Get 40% off Crave annual plans for your first year ends December 2nd. Terms apply. Visit crave.ca/Black Friday. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
This holiday season, step into a world of wonder at the PNE Winter Fair, presented by BCAA. Explore Santa's magical workshop. Enjoy the dazzling lights. Hop aboard the PNE Express train and lace up your skates for a spin around the skating rink. From the enchanting Nutcracker on Ice to mouth-watering holiday treats, the Winter Fair is the ultimate family destination for festive fun. Open select nights December 6th to 23rd. Get your tickets early and save 20% at PNE.ca.
Walmart's Black Friday deals are on now. Shop our lowest prices of the year on hundreds of items. Hurry now and save 55% on Squishmallows or Disney Squishmallows, on for only $7.97. That's $10 in savings at Walmart.
This is a chain called BC's healthcare system. Its links include social workers, occupational therapists, and pharmacists. Links where vital tests and life-saving procedures happen when they should. Links to a healthcare system that works. But when chronically overworked and just not paid enough, it doesn't work. Support for specialized health professionals is the critical link to a strong healthcare system. A message from the Health Sciences Association of BC.
Applewood Auto Group, we don't just sell cars, we're here for our community. This holiday season, we're proud to once again team up with 94.5 Virgin Radio and Toy Mountain to bring smiles to kids across the Lower Mainland. Join us in making a difference. Visit any of our 11 Applewood locations with a toy to donate, and together, let's brighten the season for everyone. Because at Applewood, it's all good.
It's all good.
Is debt taking control of your life? Need help with your personal finances, but don't know who to trust or how to get started? The Credit Counseling Society is here for you. As a registered nonprofit organization, the Credit Counseling Society can relieve your financial stress by helping you get rid of your debt and get you back on track with your personal finances. Got debt? Need help? Reach out to the Credit Counseling Society at nomoredebts.org today. That's nomoredebts.org. All you've got to lose is your debt.
The world is changing, and Upskills for Work Get Started resources can help you adapt, learn new skills, and build confidence. Get Started is free and easy to use. Improve your skills for work and life. Get started today at upskillsforwork.ca.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue. I Surf. Monday at 9 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Now, back to the Weekender
on Virgin Radio.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. The dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me. Away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone to need me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night. It's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want.
Look, you know it's hard to define in these times. But I got nothing but love on my mind. I need a baby while I'm in my prime. Need an adversary to my down and weary. Like, tell me that's life when I'm stressing at night. Be like, you'll be okay and everything's alright. Let me in nothing cause I'm not wanting anything. But you're loving your body and a little bit of your brain. These days don't wait too long. I'm missing out, I know. These days don't wait too long. And I'm not forgiving, love away, but I need
I want someone to love me. I need someone who needs me.
Station 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract. Sequin stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you. I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Okay, Diva, coming up. Oh boy, we're gonna get hot and steamy because we have a list of the top 10 sexiest bald men on the planet.
There's really a top 10 list for everything in the world now. I saw this, I'm like, since when have we been doing this?
But this list is kind of janky because Danny DeVito's on it.
In the top 10?
Top 10 sexiest bald men.
No, there's something very wrong with this list.
We will get into that in a couple of minutes on The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they know you. Go uptown, New York City, baby. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, f***ing women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel?
25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMC and B, you need more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J, and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' ice cold, all these just wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal, real nigga. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way, real. What's up?
One time for one time. I'm calling it out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the poop. So I swam to a boat, it's east side. We in this boot, wishing it would like a tree in this boot. And if a leaf fall, put some in that boot. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shoot. I'm hooked up, tore down. I'm twisted, door knob. Talk stupid, off with your head. The money talks and Mr. Ed, yeah. I'm so young, money got a drum on the go. Energizer bunny, funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't she sweet? Worked on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her. Water gun, oh my god, Becky, look at her butt.
Don't she? Now she want a photo, you already know though. Yeah. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real, what's up, 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 what's up,
real, what's up, what's up.
Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto. YOLO and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real, what's up?
Radio. And on my journal to a page, everything that hurts me still the same. It's like there's nothing new for me to say. Why, why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went off and chose myself instead. Don't know why. Don't know why. I stepped off the stage with nothing left. All the lights were in my head. But here I am.
right, let's get into this. The list of the sexiest bald men of 2024 has been released.
Yes.
It is a travesty. It is egregious.
I think the list is a joke. They can't be serious when they publish this list.
It is unbelievable. Let's just get right into it, okay?
Okay.
At number 10, and you can text us your sexiest bald man, Vin Diesel's number 10. Like, what year is it, guys? Come on.
No, well, I can...
If it was 2004, yes, absolutely. 2024, Vin Diesel?
Fast and the Furious was just around the corner, wasn't it?
There's another one coming out, isn't there? There's every single year there's a new Fast movie.
That is true.
He is relevant, I think.
Stanley Tucci at number 9. Okay, I can see people that.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Number 8, Thierry Henry. I guess he's a soccer player.
He's not bad looking.
Samuel L. Jackson is at number 7. He's very, very old.
But he's been bald for a while, hasn't he?
Sexy?
Yeah.
Does anyone look at Sam Jackson and go, break me off a piece of that?
Nobody I know. Yeah. But he has been bald for a while. I'll give him that.
And this is where the list turns into farce. Danny DeVito is number 6. Sexiest bald man.
How? Also, he's not even fully bald. He has that weird thing at the side. You know, the little bit of hair.
He's balding.
Yeah, so I don't think he is. He's not eligible for this list, in my opinion.
If you've got the side hair, should you shave it all off? Go completely bald?
Yes, I think so.
Close cropped looks nice sometimes.
Close crop isn't bad. He has a full out like do.
Yeah.
Like his hair is long on the side.
Does your man shave his head?
My man has a lot of hair on his head.
Okay. Terry Crews is number 5.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Yeah, he's hunky, he's bald. I think that's a fine one. That's a fine selection. Mm-hmm. Kelly Slater, number 4, is a golfer. Apparently don't know him.
I thought Kelly Slater was the girl from Saved by the Bell.
No, that was Kelly Kapowski and AC Slater.
Oh,
put them together.
This is their love child.
Love child is bald.
Yes.
Shaq is number 3. Like, come on, guys.
No.
There's nothing sexy about Shaq.
Sexy? No way.
Not
sexy. He's fun.
He's cute. He's handsome. I would say that.
Handsome? I don't know about that.
We're not saying he's handsome.
Number 2 is The Rock.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, he should be number 1 then.
Well, number 1 is disgusting.
Oh.
Prince William.
No.
Number 1 sexiest bald man.
He's also not bald. Blech. He has the same weird thing like Danny DeVito where the top is missing but the side is still fully there.
He's not even manicuring it at all.
He's not even the best looking prince in that family. Harry's way better looking.
Very good point.
He's won this title 3 times.
Okay, so he's putting his thumb on the scale. He's probably creating this list.
I know he's number 1.
He's not good looking at all.
If he's in it, then just bring his dad in too.
Do you know who should be number 1 on this list?
Who?
Jason Statham.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, so he has come up on our text board a lot. Jason Statham, the action hero.
Yeah.
He's bald. He talks like this, and we got to go get the jewels.
Yeah.
Because we got to...
Yeah.
That's Jason Statham. I agree with you.
He should be number 1. Also on the list, I'm surprised.
Is this your list?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also think on the list should be... It's kind of left field, but Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I can see that.
He is very sexy. He should be on the list.
Still?
Irrelevant.
Still, he looks the exact same that he did in the 90s when he was wrestling. I know, he has not aged.
Nobody knows that because we don't know what he's up to. We don't care.
Yes, we do. He was in the McMahon documentary.
There you go. I wouldn't want to be in that movie. He's also in the Diddy documentary. No, I'm kidding. What about Patrick Stewart?
Ooh.
Yes, there's a sex appeal there.
I mean, he's in his 80s, so maybe not as much.
Maybe not now.
What about Tyrese, the model? Doesn't he go on rants online all the time?
Is Tyrese from the Fast franchise as well?
Yeah, he's definitely in there.
I can see that.
I mean, in terms of looks alone, absolutely Tyrese should be in there, but not in any other way.
Britney Spears, very sexy bald person.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a good one. Can we put Larry David? Is that okay?
Is that yours? I see it.
If Danny DeVito's allowed to be in there, let's have a really funny guy.
And I know you have to say your husband, but let's be real. 999-999, who's actually the hottest person you know who's bald?
Wake up, kids, we've got a dreamer's disease. Age 14, we got you down on your knees. So polite, you're busy still saying please. Bread, now means who when you're down and you're fred. Every night, we smash the Mercedes Benz. We give.
7 to 7.
Enter at 94.5virginradio.ca.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
Powered by the King of Floors, your vinyl, laminate, and engineered flooring superstore.
And 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8, 7 central on CTV.
I've designed a diamond pendant called The Road We Travel. It's a three-dimensional Mobius circle with 10 created diamonds. Trace your finger along that golden road, and you will travel all the way around the front and the back of the pendant without ever lifting your finger. It's a miracle, just like your relationship.
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
Just $1.99 at Specs. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
I want my kids to enjoy the same things I did. I want them to enjoy a better BC.
At FortisBC, we've made real progress towards harnessing renewable energy to reduce the use of fossil fuels, like providing renewable natural gas, hydroelectricity, investing in energy efficiency, and even making strides in hydrogen research. We're evolving BC's energy landscape today for a better tomorrow. FortisBC, energy for a better BC.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
There are many reasons Chambers Plan is Canada's number one plan for employee benefits, including number 5, rate stability. Chambers Plan members' claims are bundled together with thousands of similar businesses. This helps your premium stay manageable and predictable, giving you greater rate stability over the long term. And when it comes to your business, stability is everything. Are your current benefit rates stable? Maybe it's time to look elsewhere. Chambers Plan, Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Interested? Learn more at chamberplan.ca.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you.
Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
Sparkling lights, live shows, and holiday treats. The PNE Winter Fair, presented by BCAA, opens December 6th. Get your tickets early and save 20% at pne.ca.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune Prophecy. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Now, back to the Weekender with Darren and Deepa
on Virgin Radio.
Just can't believe this, man.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Somebody said they saw you, the person you were kissing wasn't me, and I would never ask you. Just kept it to myself. I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh baby, I don't wanna know.
To a sneaky link, got you running around in all type of Benzes and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in that Leontay, fashion over model. I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Sinead. Side to Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone. Can't even record, you got me out my zone.
If you're playing me, keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh baby, I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're
creeping, just don't let me find out. Get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
If you're better off that way, baby, all that I can say. If you're gonna do your thing, then don't come back to me.
Hi, this is Sabrina Carpenter. And here is my new single. I always thought it'd be very fun to make such a cheeky 90s pop song. Turn it up right here.
Virgin Radio.
I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush. We talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and never next. Hang on, no, I'm like, manifest. That's your oversized. I digress. Got me scrolling like, out of breath. Got me going like.
jacket and the thick accent. Maybe it's all in my head, but I bet we'd have really good banter. How you pick me up, pull the bells on your own, no, it just makes sense. And you talk so sweet when you're doing that thing. You're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou? Why not a pawn of me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. Who's the cute guy with the wide blue eyes and the big bad night? I know it's gonna be redundant, but I bet we'd have really good then. How you pick me up, pull the bells on your own, but it just makes sense. And you talk so sweet.
Station 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I told you so.